I've been making some videos on YouTube and getting some good feedback on them. I posted a video yesterday on maintenance programs versus recovery programs, and do the two need each other? I had a comment on there that really got my attention, and there was a guy, he said that he was on Suboxone for 3 years, and went to meetings, and he considered himself in recovery, but he didn't consider himself clean or sober. He said, in fact, he knew that his mind was still sick, and that Suboxone was preventing him from a recovery experience. And I thought this was very interesting because I'd never thought of recovery and clean as two separate entities. In fact, I always consider if somebody said they were recovered, they considered themselves clean. So I decided to look into this a little more and define some things and look into this. And first thing I looked up was recovery and the definition of it. And the definition of recovery is a return to a normal state of mind and health. Now, this is the Webster's Dictionary definition, and a normal state of mind and health. Now, when I look around this world and I look at the word normal, I personally know normal is something I don't want to be, and I tend to try to buck. And I decided to look up the word normal. And normal actually means, in the Webster's Dictionary, it means to conform to a standard, usual, typical, or expected state. See, so to return to normal, to me, when I look around, could be pretty easy. I mean, normal, what is it? You wake up, you make some breakfast, you go to work, you pay some bills, you come home, you watch TV, maybe make dinner, and you go to bed, and a lot of people go to bed with a void in their heart and obviously wonder where they went wrong in life. And I know this because I talk to so many people and I get the same story. So to return to a normal state is not something I would personally want to choose. However, I could see how if somebody is on a maintenance program, how they could return to a normal state and actually be accepted by the whole, that they are doing okay and doing well. And I think this is very dangerous because what we're doing is we're actually maintaining, right? So I looked at the word maintaining, and it means just to preserve someone or something. So we're just preserving them, right? So they're in this normal state, being preserved for however long. But usually on a maintenance program, the wheels fall off. And if you're just being maintained and the wheels fall off and you're no longer being maintained, I think we're in trouble. And your return to normal state of mind and body and health can quickly turn to hell. So then I started thinking about, you know, my recovery, what I call recovery, and how I've done it. And I looked up the definition of recovery according to the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. And it says it's a process of change through which individuals improve their health, live self-dictated lives, and strive to reach their absolute full potential. So when I look at this, I look at the last word there, and I see their full potential. I know that a maintenance program, being maintained, is no one's full potential. It might keep you from dying. It might give you the chance to get on board with a recovery program, but it is never your full potential. See, I look at the full potential as being the best version of myself. You know, I'll call it the God self. You can call it a change of consciousness, a psychic change. When you're striving to be your best, you definitely are not being maintained, and you're definitely not normal, because most people are not striving to do their best. The evidence is obvious. I would like to propose that recovery isn't a return to anything normal. not recovery from drugs. It is an experience. And every day I wake up, I get to enjoy the experience of recovery. And recovery to me means just to be alive. And I get to strive to be my best. I'll get on here and talk to you right now because I ain't scared. And I'm trying to reach my best. You know, recovery is a beautiful thing, but it's a hard thing. And I know from what I've seen, we all want the easier, softer way, and we'll take it, and time and time and time again, it'll let us down. I've only known, I mean, in all honesty, man, I know two people that's recovered besides me that's my friends. Two. Out of the, I don't know, 100 that I had, two. Many of them have contacted me, asked me how I've done it. I'll tell them, I'll talk to them about it, and man, they buck me, they buck me, buck me, buck me. And I can tell you, the one thing it seems like we all have in common that have recovered, they get to experience recovery. They get to actually be alive and strive to be their best every day. The one thing that we all have in common, although it's different, is we have some sort of spirituality program. It is self-evident that somehow spirituality plays a huge part in having a full, very full life experience. I think a lot of times we get caught up in trying to see what this, you know, spiritual life is, try to define it, and, you know, really, I don't think it matters. I think it matters, you know, if you know there is a power greater than all of us out there and you serve it, that's great. And it seems to do wonders for people around the globe. Every book I read, every church I've been to, every meeting I go to, it's there and it's obvious. And it's that changes the perspective and you're no longer being maintained. I would like to get some feedback on this. I don't know if I will, but, you know, I'm trying. But, yeah, my name's John. I'd like to see if, you know, do you think, you know, if you're in a maintenance program, do you need a recovery program to actually achieve sobriety? Later.